That's Gabrielle and Dreams. BBC Radio Suffolk, 16 minutes to 10. We have our expert, our App of the Week expert with us, Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Designs. Matt, thank you very much indeed. Before we get onto the App of the Week, we've been talking about sticker books, haven't we?
We have, yes, that's
having
right.
Having heard Tractor Boy. You reckon perhaps it's going to cost him a little bit more than a fiver to fill his book?
Yeah, I think based on the number of stickers that he mentioned against how much they were per sticker, yeah. I think it was bit more than a fiver, but maybe I'm wrong. But
perhaps Dad has got.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of these things, is they cost very little to buy piecemeal, but I think the end result is an expensive thing. But maybe it's worth its value.
Maybe it is. Did you collect stickers and cards and things like that?
When I was in 1977, 1978, when Star Wars came out, and then the following year, Superman, the movie came out, we used to buy. There were little packs of cards that had a bit of bubble gum in them as well. So you got a bit of bubble gum and a set of cards and collected them. They were always stills from the movie. But when you turn them over, they made like a big picture. So you could turn them into a very large picture. I think the Star Wars one was Han Solo and Chewbacca standing there with their blasters. And Superman was a big Superman emblem.
Do you know, it's only now you say this that I remember I collect Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Right,
cards,
yeah.
Or stickers. It must have been cards, I think. Man from U.N.C.L.E. Because that was Ilya Kuryakin.
That's it, yeah.
Yes, Man from U.N.C.L.E. So that dates me as well. Right, let's move rapidly on, shall we? Because you are here to talk about the App of the Week. Last time you were here, you were talking about the app, when I was here, this is, that yeah. You were talking about the app for children, which was Tokaboka, because
yes.
I got terribly excited because the grandchildren
right, yeah.
love Tokaboka Kitchen and all the rest of it. But we're talking on something a bit more actually news-related today.
Yes, I did speak to, I was on air at the end of last week, we were talking about Heartbleed security leak that's been in the news in the last few days, and the importance of people having firstly decent passwords and secondly individual passwords for their different services. And the comment that was made was, oh, we can't be expected to remember all of these passwords, which is kind of, I can understand, it's very difficult. I mean, in our business we have hundreds of sites that we maintain with all different passwords, and it is very difficult.
You're supposed not to write them down, and how on earth are you going to remember them if so?
Well, I think that you can write them down as long as they're held in a safe place. The problem is that most people write them down and on a piece of post-it note and stick them on their computer screen, and that's the common error that people make. But the point is that you should have a very, very strong password. It's no point putting a child's name or a pet's name or anything like that. Any English word has potential there to be broken. It has to be a mixture of letters, numbers and exclamation marks and all of those sort of things.
I know someone who sticks a question mark in somewhere.
Yeah, you need, I would suggest, probably more than that even. Mm-hmm. It has to be a properly random password. And there are many sites out on the internet which will generate secure passwords for you. Evidently 14 characters is the accepted standard for a complex password, because these things do get broken. You know, the internet is very quick for most people now. It runs very quickly. The computing power is very high, so that these hackers, they don't sit there trying to break the password. They run scripts which just run through what are called hash tables, and they just keep trying and trying and trying and trying and trying, and eventually, if the password's not strong enough, they will break in. So that's why people should have strong passwords and different passwords. If you're going to store a password, for instance, for different services, use the same one but tack something on the end. So have a complicated one that you can then learn and remember, but tack a few characters on the end which make it stand out. So if you're if it's your banking password, you might put BANK on the end, or FB for Facebook, but it differentiates the password. But again, you can always forget them. So it's what I'm trying to talk about today is apps or applications for both phones and PCs and Macs, which are effectively called password lockers. So you have a master password, which you make sure is very complex, but you know you've got a copy somewhere. and you store all your passwords within these what they call password lockers, and most of the time they will actually prompt you for different services, so you can actually teach it which service, say Facebook, Twitter, for instance, those services, and then it will save that password away for you, and you don't have to then remember it again. You just need that master password, and it will fill in the complex one for you.
We use one called LastPass, exactly. Which means that if you're in another country and you're using a different computer to your normal one, you're not your own machine remembers them a bit better, don't they?
That's
but you've
right.
got another machine, you're borrowing a friend's or something. And, oh no, what's the password? You haven't chosen LastPass. What one have you chosen?
No, I've chosen free password box, I believe, which is
click on his little machine.
Yeah, I had a look around last week for
password box.
Yes, that's right. And there's a free edition, and what that does is that works on both mobile
is
and
that yours or mine making that noise. That's yours, is it?
Sorry, it's mine.
That's all right. I just wondered what the noise was.
Sorry, it's someone trying to ring me.
They can't ring you when you're on the radio.
I know, it's terrible. It's a similar service to LastPass. That would be the obvious one to pick, and I always have a look around and see what else is there. The password box has won several awards recently for best app and things like that, so I thought that we'd feature that one purely based on that. On that relevance, but it's basically a system for remembering passwords.
You just have to allow a bit of time to add them all on manually the first time, and then after that it remembers them all for you.
That's right, yeah. It's basically you can configure it so that the first thing that pops up is this LastPass or password box on your screen, if like your browser screen, or you can set your homepage to be something else. Again, on mobile phones, it doesn't work with the apps themselves. It works with like the mobile browser side. So if you're using that to access services, then it will remember those passwords for you and keep them secure. It doesn't hold your password on its service itself. It actually does say if you forget your master password, you're in trouble, because they don't keep a copy of it, which is actually a good thing. I'd rather these services didn't.
Matt, thank you so much. So the app of the week this week is Password Box.
That's right.
And if you go to it on your mobile phone or on your computer,
iPhone, Android and PC and Mac.
And you'll never have to remember a password again apart from the one
master password which you keep in a nice safe place away from your computer. Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt Porter from Mad Porter Web Designs for our app of the week.